It's the dawning of a new age, a time to set things right and start a new page, a fast, dynamic, smooth, and true age, a new page in history. Let's build strong foundations for the people race with pride and dignity and human grace. Strong foundations for the people race. With pride and dignity and human grace. All right, you know what day it is and you know what time it is. Yes, you are listening to and have tuned in to BBS Radio and the Insight Hour with your two favorite co-hosts, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and the investigative journalist, Ha! Sherry Kane. That's right. And I know some of you may know this familiar voice. I'm Reverend Roxy. Let's get on with this show. Len, you got the invocation for this evening?
Reverend Roxy, what a wonderful blessing it is to have us on the Inside Hour, hear your lovely voice, and what a wonderful introduction that was by your grace.
It was really great, Roxy. It's such a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Mahalo, mahalo.
That's why we want to move here to Hawaii permanently, so we can all be on the show together and we can look at each other as we're on the show.
Yay, we're here broadcasting from the Big Island of Hawaii. We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific. We're 6 o'clock here in Hawaii, and it's midnight. Hey, welcome to a new day on the East Coast. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have a special program. It's spontaneously manifesting. I believe we're going to be, besides having guest Reverend Roxy Hampton join us tonight, we've got the extraordinary guitarist. The alchemistry of guitar making is in the body mitt of Scott Huckabee. And Scott may even join us tonight and give us a little bit of understanding about how he uses 528 hertz frequency in his music. The sponsors for this program include
Healthy World Affiliates, which has the most amazing products ever. You get a free web link. You just go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, get a free web link. You log in, and you can give out that web link to others, and then you can make actually great commissions on it and help save a lot of lives. And also OxySilver. Go to OxySilver.net. It is the world's most powerful silver hydrosol, and it is the answer to preventing all infectious diseases.
Yay, and eliminating the risks of vaccination intoxication for depopulation. We're also thankfully sponsored by HealthyWorldStore.com, where you can get any one of Scott Huckabee's albums. There is highly recommended the Live, Love, and 528 album. It's my favorite kind of like driving music. I enjoy dancing, but I also like the up feeling of listening to Scott Huckabee in 528, playing the music on his guitar that resonates to all of nature. And so, tetrahedron.org, the publishing group that sponsors us, will also acknowledge anytime you buy anything, folks, via healthyworldstore.com or Tetrahedron, you're supporting and sustaining our work in this ministry and this celebration as we move very forward, powerfully and boldly, and even promptly, exponentially accelerating the spiritual renaissance.
HealthyWorldAffiliates.org.
Let's see, there's Healthy World Organization too, .org.
Yeah, HealthyWorldOrganization.com and HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
Yep, and you know, we've got...
And PharmaWhores.com.
Oh, yeah, how can we forget?
Now, children, we have to get to the invitation before we do any more.
All right. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thanks for all of these webs, these .coms, and all the blessed things that we're able to do in your service to uplift and sustain and heal humanity. From the indecency of the chemical, petrochemical intoxication, we raise you above all, Creator, to sustain us, uplift us, and empower, enable us to do your will, your word, your way, in every way, every day. In Yeshua's blessed name, thanks for a special blessing for all the listeners on the Inside Hour and for our special guests tonight, Reverend Roxy Hampton and Scott Huckabee. Thanks to Sherry Kane as well. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Len.
So I'm going to be participating in about half of this program tonight because I'm about to give birth to a major motion picture, and it's called Pharma Whores. You can see the trailer at PharmaWhores.com, and even though it's funny and you'll get some laughs, it's nothing like the power and the joy of the new film and the revelation and the humor. It is a very, very big blessing that I'm humbled, and I'm literally so happy and so satisfied to know that the Creator loves us so much that Creator would entrust us with this very special project to take Showtime and take on Rupert Murdoch and Thomas Glocester, the people who run the mainstream media in the Western world, that they're about to be exposed big time, and I think it's a tribute to the Creator, number one, and every single one of you listening, that we have this opportunity, because as you buy whatever from us and sustain us and support us, we're likewise working for all of us to help us and our children and our children's children have a planet that's in peace instead of in petrochemical pharmaceutical intoxication. So it's an end to the genocide. We declare that we are now moving forward into a healing and a blessed place, peace on earth. And I just want to remind everybody, tonight you're going to be listening to Reverend Roxy Hampton, who is going to give us an update, not only about the Pharma Horrors material that she's had a chance to screen, but I think more importantly what's taking place, besides pharmaceutically, energetically, the energy industrialists that are the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists. It's one cartel. And there is legislation now advancing throughout the world that Reverend Roxy is just getting a tremendous amount of expertise in. And Sherry Kane is going to be interviewing Reverend Roxy for pretty much the duration of the Inside Hour. And then I might pop back in, and Scott Huckabee may be visiting the show as well. So thanks for listening, folks. Love you. Pray for us. Pray for the birth of this beautiful film, Pharma Horrors. Bye.
So hi, everybody out there. You know, I'm with Lynn once a week on the Inside Hour, and tonight I have an amazing guest, Reverend Roxy, who actually opened the program. Roxy, are you there?
Oh, I sure am.
Oh,
I'm right here.
So you've been doing such amazing things. I'm hearing all over town about all these great things, and you've been in the paper, I mean, every single day making front page with all the new changes and all the things that you're changing and the laws that are going on, and it's amazing. So can you tell us a little bit about why you've been in the paper like three times in a row and all the great things that you're like doing on the front page of the paper, by the way?
I think it's because of my boss, really. I mean, I've always had a flavor for looking at what might not unintended consequences, I think it's what it's called, unintended consequences, that you're focusing on one thing so much, like the whole thing of the climate warming or carbon-based taxes and all of this stuff, and, oh, I can get money back if I do this, or we can apply for stimulus money if we do this. Well, government, all levels of government and jurisdictions are now trying to figure out how they can stay afloat. And the way they get to stay afloat, the way I've been seeing it, is by stripping us of our constitutional rights and putting us into a state of emergency. There's a state of emergency in our economy. There's a state of emergency within our health care. There's a state of emergency. Everything is an emergency. And when you look at that, you say, everything is emerging. It's either coming to an end or it's coming to a start. I like to think that it's coming to a start. And so I have nothing else to do. My duty is to produce good legislation and to repeal or recall and review bad legislation. And so the International Energy Code Council that decided that Hawaii was a one zone and that we needed weatherization over here, that we needed control on our air conditioning, and took the entire state and put it under one climate zone and then said that they would amend it. They didn't do a good job. And so in the 11th hour at 11:59, when it's getting ready to be effective, we're coming back just in the nick of time to say, excuse me, can we review this? And this is what I hope is happening also and will happen, that we're setting a trend for the big guys, you know, the ones in Washington, D.C. and beyond, that perhaps you need to review, and maybe we can all get it and know that we wake up and we can go in a different direction.
Right. Well, I know that Hawaii is very lucky to have you, and I think that you're doing so much good for this, for the Big Island here, and also, like you said, it's going to influence everywhere else.
Yeah, we have legislation for that I think is absolutely visionary. We're usually 50 years behind the times. Everything is slow. We're the last to get anything. All the trends are already old on the mainland when they come here, because people come here, so they bring their bad habits or their good habits with them. And one of the bad habits that we've gotten into over here is cigarette smoking. And, of course, it is my nemesis. And so I, along with Councilwoman Emily and Ina Oli Beeson, she said, go get them. And so we are now putting a bill forward that will prohibit people from smoking in cars when they're in a car with a minor. And a minor is an individual who is under the age of 18.
Wow, that's perfect. I mean, people shouldn't be allowed to smoke in other people's presence and just get them smoke inhalation problems. I know that my mother was smoking for years, and she lived with her little dog, and her little dog actually got respiratory cancer and lung cancer from smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it can happen to your pets, it can happen to your children, and anybody that you're around when you smoke cigarettes, and there's so much poison in them. I mean, I think that this week, more than ever, I think I'm having a run-in with this whole, you know, people that smoke cigarettes. I haven't really been around people that smoke cigarettes, but I'm running into them, like, constantly for this week, and the whole entire topic, and even the law that you're going to pass about the cigarette smoking, it just seems like this cigarette smoking this week is a big pattern.
Well, this is where everybody came. This is where they come from all over. As the states where they live started clamping down, they jump ship. They bring their bad habit to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that we are now looking at third-hand smoke. That's the smoke you leave behind in the fabric, in the air, in the walls, in the carpets, other places like that, which then breaks down into people on people's feet, on their backs, or wherever they touch. They're picking up some of that. And molecularly, and you know this, and Healthy World Store can prove this, a lot of things are homeopathic.
Right.
So nicotine is so poisonous, and it's upsetting to even think about the fact that people are just crummying up the universe with their butts and their packaging and their cigarettes and their advertising, and they're ruining that which was given to us, which is our air.
Right.
No one should be allowed to file the air.
And by the way, R.J. Reynolds, in case you all are not aware of, it's also owned by Rupert Murdoch, the same person that we're trying to take out. So you know that it must be poison if he's putting that out
Murdoch. You know what I'm saying? Hemlock.
Exactly.
In a handlock, arm lock, whatever.
And you mentioned homeopathics, which is, you know, even with cigarettes, you know, you can't get rid of that. No matter what you try, it seems like there's always the ghost of it. And I think of homeopathics as the ghost of what it once was. And it should, and you know, there's a lot of great remedies out there that you can use to actually quit smoking.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if it was homeopathic, but what we're talking about is five or six people in a room smoking.
Yeah.
With kids in the room. I mean, we aren't going far enough. Basically, what has to happen in order for the whole thing to go down is the two major killers are tobacco and alcohol.
Yep.
So until we reason that these are Schedule One, these are Schedule One, you see, when we are, then we'll get it. When there's zero, zip, zilch, bupkis of these two major poisons, classified as poisons, they have, if alcohol had been created today, it would not get a clearance from the FDA. It could not, because of the damaging effects that it does on the body in small amounts.
Yep, it's horrible. And what exactly is in cigarettes? Like some of the
ammonia.
Main ingredients. Yeah, formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde. What is interesting about the formaldehyde is they use that particular substance to do gene splicing. And also
embalming.
And embalming.
Right.
But these are all things that are not good for the body. And people say, well, I'm born to die. Well, that kind of thought is exactly how we've gotten in this situation that we're in, this rationalization. And Rupert Murdoch, if he's R.J. Reynolds, then you can understand where everything is going and why the powers that be can't overrule. And when you can't overrule somebody, that must mean they are the man. And who holds the secrets? Mr. Murdoch holds the secrets.
Mr. Murdoch and the Rockefellers.
Oh, they know where all the bodies are buried, mm-hmm. how they died, and they also know where the ones that are sleeping are, you know, right now.
So, Roxy, you're celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank you. 58 and feeling great.
Wow, you're amazing.
I thank Creator for that.
You are great, great shape. You are amazing. Everyone should be blessed to have your spirit and your youthfulness. It's amazing.
My mahalo for that. Yeah, I was raised in a place called Englewood, New Jersey, and I have not been back there in 40 years.
Wow.
And
I'm an East Coast person, too, so yeah. I can relate totally to you. I knew that when we met, it was like instant, like, you're from my neighborhood. So, yeah. So what are your plans? What are you going to do for your birthday?
Well, actually, I'm giving myself a birthday present. I'm going to travel to Washington, D.C. with a contingency of Hawaiians, and we are going to attend and be there to deliver proclamations from the county council and from hopefully the mayor, if he's not there himself, to the delegation in Hawaii, Akaka and Inouye, and we'll be celebrating the Hawaiian Historical Society, and giving them proclamations for encouraging the furthering of the Hawaiian culture. If I had a chance to say something that I'd want to say on my birthday, on the eve before my birthday, it would be, I challenge every American to look into the Akaka Bill. I challenge everybody to look into what happened in 1893. Why was it in 1993 Clinton apologized for the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom? And what can we as people of this world do to help these people out and to free us from the greedy parasite that has stolen this beautiful island and wants to desecrate it and defoliate it? And so I'm really asking all of you to investigate the Akaka Bill, to ask Daniel Akaka in Inouye and all of the Hawaiian delegation to please come to the Big Island, the home of and the birthplace and the absolute aloha, and let the Hawaiian native people present their case to the United States people and to listen to them and then move forward to create a bill that will help us all out to understand what the spirit of aloha. You see, that's why it's love. That's why they got overthrown. The Queen loved her people so much that she could not overcome them with the Marines who had illegally come on the land and took her and made her a prisoner, and she'd done nothing wrong. So it has to be rectified. They've apologized for slavery, segregation. They've apologized for the overthrow. But now, as Barack Obama said, and it's probably one of the things I agree more than anything that he has said that I will not argue with him about, and that is that we need to do more than apologize. We need deeds. And one of them could be the deed to their lands that they so need in order to identify with being Hawaiian. Because without the land, without the breath and the land, you know, hey.
Yep. That's true. And it's amazing all the stuff you're doing. My gosh, you're so busy. So busy. So,
and we're feeding the people.
So tell us about this TV show that you have.
Oh, Mission Possible? No, We Are Change TV.
Yeah.
Well, I decided, I met some young people. I consider young, I'm 58, they're in their 30s. They're young, they wanted to learn television. We used to do television, Fatima and I. And so we started working with them. I'm the host of a show, a co-host of a show, I should say, of a show called We Are Change TV, and we are an affiliate of the 911 Truth Movement. And so we are the dot. When you look out there, if you Google We Are Change TV, We Are Change, you'll see the group and then you'll see the map. And we're that dot out in the middle of the ocean.
Wow. We Are Change TV, everybody. Check it out. She's doing some amazing things. I watched a few of the episodes of her show. And
hopefully one day we'll live stream them, you know. Right now we're airing them on cable.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a great job, though. I loved it. And then you got to actually view Pharma Whores, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I walked in into Len's life when he was doing the Love the Da Vinci Code, and I was able to, you know, kind of really relate with that. And now he's got the Pharma Whores. Oh, my God, that word whore, that word, they don't like to be called that. And so, you know, it's worse than, you know, what you're, you know, it's just like their worst nightmares to be called a whore, you know, and because it's really a belittling word, and we are belittling these very, what they say, megalithic type minds, but they're no match for Len Horowitz, and he turned the table, and I want everybody to know, God bless you, Len, you got them, you trap them and they show themselves, and it's just wonderful. So everybody, you got to see the trailer. Just go now. Forget listening to us. Go now. No, only kidding. And check out Farm Horse. It's absolutely brilliant trailer, and it's going to be a brilliant, brilliant documentary.
Yeah, I mean, we're working really hard. I know Len has been working on it for days and days and days just to get this out to everybody. We had a special preview in Toronto when we were there. And by the way, if anybody's out in San Francisco, we're going to be at a couple events. Len will be speaking in San Francisco on April 30th, 1st, and 2nd of May. And if you're out in San Francisco area, definitely come check us out and meet us at our booth and hear Len speak. He's amazing. If you haven't heard him speak in person, definitely come out and listen to him. And Roxy, we have you on the show, and you're an amazing speaker, too. We have to get an event together where you and Len both go and we, you know.
All three of us will be the three mouth speakers. I mean, because I think that's what it takes. It's more panel. People are relate to different energies, but when those energies, all three of them are locked together. You remember that beer, Ballantine beer? Do you remember that commercial? Do you remember it? It goes, you take a ring, and then another ring, and then another ring. Well, that's the way I feel about the three of us. You take the rings, and when you overlap them, there becomes this center, the task. And I think that we all bring and we all speak in a way in which the heart opens up, the mind opens up. And when they open up simultaneously, oh, my God, you got spontaneous mass motion of approval for anything that you're putting forward. It's the very same thing that my brother, stupid Satan, he also is capable of doing. We all learn the same tools. And we go out and we create these rings. And I know that Len could relate to concentric rings and how they overlap and how it all happens, because that's how the atomic symbol goes and everything. When you put it in motion, they're all just going around and around and around. And gives the appearance that there is more. The gyroscope, you know, when you see it, when it starts to spin, it becomes this ball. And that's the integration. And that's what's good about what we do. That's why this is working for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's great news, you know, and sometimes when you look at some of these things going on today in the world, it's not always great. And we're sorry that we have to open up people's mind to, like, what's really going on out there, but sometimes that's what needs to happen in order for you to really come to the light and heal, and we're hoping that we can bring a little humor to it along the way of the journey from the dark to the light.
Sure, think about when you're in the dark for a long time, and then you come into the light. Your immediate is to cover your eyes to protect them. You have to get used to it. It's the same way. That's why I have to know how to use the feather, and I need to know how to also use that iron glove, the glove that can come down, the hammer, or whatever it is. I believe that it all has its place. Therapy itself, when I was doing therapy, not in therapy, but doing therapy, therapeutic can be a swift kick in the butt to a gentle stroke on the back of the neck. I mean, either way, it's, you have to read it as to what is necessary and what is needed and apply it appropriately. It's the same thing when it comes to this thing called truth, because truth is a dangerous explosive. My father, DG, the same man who said, we the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. That's why I hook up with Len, because truly, it's nothing. It's not, you can't even see it. But when we put it all together, it becomes a powerful, powerful catalyst for change. And so the light comes on. It's like laser, you know, it's like a laser. So you don't even have time to put your eyes up because you're adjusted. It's just, look at it. And all of a sudden, you just melt.
Yeah, it's true.
So, you know, people have their ideas of spirituality. People want all kinds of things. The only thing I want in this world is to do good. All right? And what
you're
I
doing
wanna,
great.
Yeah.
You're doing better.
No,
than
I'm
doing
good. Only God is great. Allah Akbar.
God is incredible.
Allah Akbar. Only God is great. That's why everything I do has an imperfection in it. Just like in the Middle East, the rugs or whatever. There's always a glitch in all of our videos. There's always something that we can't take out to remind us that we are not perfect. And neither is this constitution that they're getting ready to tear up. So we need to make a new one. And so therefore the two-thirds of this here country could upset all the apple carts by taking back the power that was never given. You see, we never gave them permission. Healthcare. Oh, I hear a beep.
Hey, yeah. Reverend Roxy, I thought I would just ask you if you could share with the Inside Hour audience about this advancing global energy legislation.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we don't think about these things when they bring them in, but over here in Hawaii, they brought us an international energy code, conservation code. Now, this whole thing with global warming and everything, so the environmental Nazis, as I call them, have come up with this code. And when you think about Hawaii, you think about the ocean breezes, you think about things. You think about Kona, you might think heat. They've come over here, and they have single-handedly, through what they consider to be an innocent code update, have taken us and displaced us in the traditional architecture that we like to live in, single walls, screen, no insulation, no chemicals, and all of those things have been taken away from us just through the whisk of a pen and an idea to keep up with your carbon tax or keep up with your rebate. Again, the motivation to has been lost, I guess you'd say. And so therefore, if they're doing it, and I feel like this in this beautiful tropic place, think about what's going on in Guam. Think about what's going on in the Virgin Islands. Think about what's going to happen in Haiti when these people all have to rebuild there. They have to build it to the international code. Same thing with Codex Alimentarius, our food. There's a code, the plumbing code, this code, that code, laws. But I'll tell you something, people, and this is true. My father told me this a long time ago. When the government breaks the laws, there are no laws. There are no laws. So therefore, do as thou wilt, which is all of the law, and love is the law. I hope you all play that one back so that you understand.
We're talking about the divine law versus man's law, right?
Exactly, exactly. You can't shoot our rain, you can't bomb our snow, you can't stop the earthquakes or volcanoes, typhoons, tornadoes or hurricanes, flood,
right.
Destruction, it's all the same. And these are the forces that are brought to us by the Akua. Try to overcome these.
Yeah, well, that's what the stupid of the stupid are doing.
Hey, well, you know, they got my brother. He's over there, you know, and he's getting ready to be called home because he's done did a good job. He's done gathered them all together, and I know everybody out there can see stupid when they see stupid.
Are you talking about Barack Obama?
Oh, my goodness. Well, he has a chance. He really has a chance. He can be redeemed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, sure, he can be.
We all
you know,
can be.
Let's see it.
Well,
like
you
we're
know.
Gonna redeem Penn Jillette and Raymond Teller, Penn and Teller with Farmer Horse. Let's see it.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that people will see Farmer Horse, and I hope that you will get it. That if you allow yourself to be abused by these corporate junkies, all right, then the world deserves what it gets. But I won't be there while you're getting it. Swear to goodness. Hey, I think I've had enough of this. Why don't we bring on Scotty or something? Or,
yeah, Scotty,
or,
did you see Scotty come in yet?
Scotty!
I think he's hiding.
Oh, he's hiding. He's
just bashful. Here he is. Should I put him on speaker?
Yeah.
Well, actually, just put him on the phone.
Right on. Here we go. Scotty, first you have to do your little teeny interview with... And then you'll play some music for us, I hope.
Oh, that would be nice. I think we're going to play
I
some
hope.
Music. Bless everybody with a little bit of music on the inside.
Hey, Scotty, are you there? Scotty?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hi.
How are you?
It's so good to be in Hawaii.
So we hear you're in town to make a new album.
Yeah.
What kind of music is it going to be?
Actually, I'm going to play a little ditty here called Embrace, and it's my dedication to all those who are making a change in this world right now.
Yay.
Oh, how nice. That's
Yay.
So nice.
You
what a blessing. Go for it.
All right.
Hold on.
How's that, Seth? Wow, nice. Was that from the new album, Scotty?
All right.
Is that, hey, thank you for that blessing. That's so sweet.
You're welcome.
That's so great. Yeah, we were having some technical problems with the volume. I don't know why. I guess we got shut down, and the home board, they couldn't feed them enough volume via the phone lines. But anyway, thank you so much for blessing us with that beautiful music. Is this one of the new tracks from the new album?
Yes. And then the album is going to be called Vortices.
Vortices. How nice.
Yeah,
Vortices.
Yeah.
And by the grace of the Creator, people will be able to buy that not only on HealthyWorldStore.com, but also on the brand new website, 528records.com. 528records.com. It's not up right now, but I understand within the next couple of weeks should be up, which is music that is all recorded and or transmitted in 528. You can transpose it, folks, and in essence we're revolutionizing the music industry right now by actually bringing this website to the internet whereby you can upload any song that's recorded in 440 hertz frequency and then download it in 528, and it is distinctly different. If you're a musician or if you're sensitive to the music and you understand the healing power in music, such as Scotty played tonight on the Inside Hour in 528 hertz frequency, you will be so thrilled to know that you can transpose and finally use your entertainment for healing. That is, your music can be miraculously healing for people, and that's what Scotty's been doing. Scotty, tell me about what your experience with 528 and playing 528 music.
Oh, it just took me to the next evolution of myself when I tapped into it like 4 years ago, and so I've just been on this mission to share this frequency to other musicians and other people who will listen, and it opens up your heart, and it just it's in that love vibration, and so it's an amazing frequency to tap into, so I'm very honored to know that and to share that to the rest of the world.
Wonderful, and you know that your music is featured on the film, in the film Pharma Whores. It's your music that lays out most of the musical tracks.
Woo.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel blessed. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, it's a blessing and a privilege to work with you and to see over the years how you've grown as, you know, being blessed by 528 and using 528 in your music. And what's that like in terms of a actual spiritual perception? Like, what happens to you? You're noted to be an entertainer and, as you call yourself, an alchemical guitarist, a guitar alchemist, and that everybody watches you are in awe that you're so really out there in terms of like this divine place inspired by the greatest creator of creation, you know, and that you're there, you're connected, and you love it. That's where you go to. You have a life practice whereby you work to achieve that level of harmony in your heart. And so what is it like for you? Because when we watch you, everybody in your audience is just thrilled. It's beyond musical enjoyment. It is visual enjoyment watching you connect to God, really. What's that like for you?
Oh, it's just what happens as soon as the first note I play, I just leave my, so to speak, I leave my body, and this spirit comes through me, and I just allow it to come through, and I know it's with love, with the intentions with love. So I trust every, you know, it's just all good. So I just surrender to it, and this music's just coming through, and I'm traveling to other galaxies at that point. And then when I'm done, it's like I come back to my body. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I can vouch for that, folks. The first thing that Scotty said after he recorded Live Love in 528, the music stopped. There was a silence of about 30 seconds, and then he said, did that really happen? You remember that?
Yeah.
That was just incredible. And now, here you are a couple years later, and your music is, you know, up-leveled, spiritually inspired, up-leveled a couple notches. And you know, I heard you play the other night, and it was really great. And I'm so thrilled to see you mature as a guitar alchemist.
Yeah, it's like the next evolution in 528.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you playing these days? Got some gigs that are happening?
Yes, I'm performing on Maui on April 3rd in a place called Studio Maui, and then from there I'm heading over to Ashland, Oregon to play on April 17th. And Sedona on April 23rd.
My favorite place, Sedona.
Yeah, that's my spiritual birth home.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful place. It's for the Native Americans. It's a holy ground, sacred.
It's my favorite place, too.
Ooh. No, I'll be there.
I'd love to be. You know, my schedule is likewise challenging. Sherry, what is my schedule looking like over the next month
or
so?
Well, I let everybody know that at the end of this month, and then the first and the second, there's going to be the conference that we're attending in San Francisco, the New Living Conference.
New Living Expo,
right,
in San Francisco. What's that weekend date?
It's going to be April 30th, May 1st and 2nd.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so I'll be in San Francisco then. And then we've got another one coming up. What's that other one?
That one is
the
first weekend in June. Yeah.
That's also going to be right outside of San Francisco. That's the first weekend in June. And I think it's the fourth or fifth time. I don't speak there every year. Every two or three years, Brian has me come back. And this year's very exciting because we're going to have Pharma Horrors just releasing. And, you know, that's going to be a very important work for every one of us who are engaged in trying to wake people up to what's going down and save people's lives. So it's Conspiracy Con. I'm going to have
right.
a great venue to give a good presentation.
Yes,
there.
And we want to put the word out to anyone who's listening that if you want us to do a premiere in your town for Pharma Horrors, if you want to set that up, definitely contact me at info@healthyworldorganization.com, and let's communicate on this, because I think it'd be great to view this. We have a Q&A. We can go to the different towns, or if you know a conference is coming up and you'd like to have Pharma Horrors premiered at the conference in your town, let us know. Because the more people that see this film, the more awareness we're going to spread. More people need to see what's going on out there. And this is a very visual documentary. So
it's a humorous, it's entertaining, educational. It's edutaining in that way. And it is really very, very important in terms of what the media represents as a mind-controlling operation, and that the level at which we the people have been enslaved to the pharmaceutical and the petrochemical paradigm versus the permacultural paradigm is extremely important, and this film, better than anyone that I've seen, has the opportunity to bring awareness to the issues. So here Scotty's playing again.
Very faint, though.
Yeah, okay. At any rate, we've got another 20 minutes, and you're welcome to take it. Reverend Roxy, whatever you got on the agenda.
Oh, I just love Scotty. We just sit here just kind of jamming. You know what, man? It's really important that we put this out tonight.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Reverend Roxy, I think you got to get off speakerphone and get on regular phone.
Oh, too bad.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, our President Barack Obama.
There was an echo there.
A promise kept here is a promise made there, is one that we carry forward through the air. It's not going to happen any other way. You got to use your mind. So check it out. For just a short time, let it go and grab on to the aloha spirit. And that is what I want to say tonight. As I turn 58, I am so happy to be in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I am so blessed.
blessed that I can look out here and see the manifestation of the Creator's great work, that it hasn't been spoiled, that we, as a group of people, are doing exactly what we need to do, and that is, if this is the end and the beginning of the new start, then our hearts are grounded in Mother Earth, and that is the most important lesson as a human being. And I think that's what we all volunteered to do. We came down here to be human. And to be human is to err, because to err and to forgive is divine. And so therefore, I forgive the President of the United States. I forgive the Congress. I forgive all the people who are trying to do their worst to make this place a hell for humans. So therefore, turn away from stupid folks. Turn away. It's my 58th birthday. I'm going to tell you, let it go. Let go of stupid. Let go of what satisfies you. That which troubles you, let go of that too. And just be. Thank you very much, Len. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to say a shout out to my 40th anniversary of high school, maroon and white, Dwight Morrow High School, Englewood, New Jersey. Hey, hey, maroon and white. You're
and
really
I
want
to say
tonight.
The same thing to Pensauken, New Jersey. Class of the 1970, yeah?
Uh-huh. We're the dragons, but
yeah.
We're not lagging. Not 2010. Get ready, folks.
Well, Reverend Roxy, thanks so much for joining us. You'll have to be coming back again.
And thank you for your words of wisdom. You always have that, always.
All right. Take it away.
Well, okay, so what you're going to be witnessing with Pharma Whores, go to PharmaWhores.com to view the trailer, but we've got the opportunity to show the networks of CBS, Viacom, the other partners in the Partnership for New York City that are engaged in the pharma media, really royally exposing them and bringing truth to so many more people who haven't had eyes, because this is really a first opportunity to go mainstream, isn't it, Sherry, with some of our works?
Definitely, definitely. This is definitely a different direction for you, Len. I know that all of your stuff mostly before was very intellectual, very, you know, well articulated, and, you know, it was all, you know, it was really great stuff. But now we're taking it to another level where we're going to appeal to not just one group or two groups or 10 groups. We're trying to appeal to everybody. And so we have something for everybody in this film, where I believe that if when they watch it, they'll find something to identify with in there.
Except it's not for children. This
not
is
for children.
It's actually not been rated, and that's how the
there are bad
off.
Words. There are curse words. I definitely would not.
Yeah, so it's something for mature audiences.
I think you need to preface that with the fact that that's not coming from our side. It's coming from the dark side.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
It's coming from the dark side. That's true. I mean, because the program itself is called BS, and they don't use that short, acronym for it. It's really the full measure.
They go out of their way to be. The
show is called Bullshit.
Bullshit.
In context.
That's what the word. That's what the name of the show is. And it, you know, if they can put it in the air, we can say it out loud. That's the name of the show. We're exposing them.
Yeah.
So.
And so it's really
bring it into the light in order for everyone to see it, right? So here it is in the light. The word Bullshit.
Yeah, the light shall dispel the darkness. Darkness can't do anything against the light.
Exactly.
I mean, just because that bull got to go in the middle of that field don't mean we have to get rid of that word. But we could give equal opportunity to the we could give equal opportunity to the cows.
Yeah, cows and sheep.
Since Jerry, we're cows. You see, we're gonna give them back the. And Len's bringing you into it, because what you did was you just turned it on them, and it's brilliant. And I hope everybody out there will see it. I hope it just gives them all fits. I hope it gives the Bronfman fit. Let's name some names, because, you know, my friend Mae Brussel, she always liked to name names. It's no good to say they. So why don't you give them some of the names that they'll be getting, their heroes who are really zeros.
Exactly. Well, we'll talk about the guy that runs Showtime. His name is Sumner Redstone, or his real name is Sumner Mary Rothstein.
Rothstein.
So he's covering up the fact that his last name is Rothstein. He's covering it up with a very British Redstone name.
Mm.
And then we have Rupert Murdoch. We have the Rockefellers, David Rockefeller. These are all people that we're exposing in this film. We have the people that are behind the 9/11, the Partnership for New York City, which is a David Rockefeller corporation, organization. It's co-chaired by Lloyd Blankfein and Rupert Murdoch, along with a slew of other evildoers.
And
by Larry Silverstein.
Larry Silverstein, who rented the World Trade Center 6 weeks before it came down. He leased it and then took out a huge insurance policy with a division of General Electric Insurance.
Which is NBC Universal. They're involved with Comcast, and they basically are involved with Redstone and, of course, Murdoch. They're partners, the Royal Family of England, and the Queen has tremendous investments in General Electric. And, again, they were the insurance company for Larry Silverstein. And when he said pull it, he got the insurance benefits being pulled.
Yes, uranium is the core of Canada and the United States, and the uranium. And now their boy, Barack Obama, has declared that the nuclear energy is renewable energy.
Oh,
now they
isn't that something? What a drag.
It's renewable.
Yeah, right. Polluting
Let's
to all hell.
Oh.
Risky as all hell. Gives people cancer like crazy, but it's renewable.
After Pharma Whores, we'll have to do a sequel. Contaminators of all time.
I've got a question for you, Roxy.
Yes?
Do you think that Obama is aware of what he's doing, or you think that...
Of course he is. There's no other
level?
Way to do what he does. There's no other way to get up in the morning and put your tie on and go out and do it. You have to be aware.
You don't think he's a puppet like the rest of the presidents, really, that they actually are listening?
Don't flatter yourself. This isn't puppetry. This boy signed on for this. He's an internationalist. He's a trilateralist. This is a man who's going to set the world. He's doing what he wants to do, which is to bring and deliver America over to the international powers that be. And he sees himself as having a seat at that table. Remember, Hannibal had over there in Russia? Hannibal the Great crossed the Alps into Russia, and he worked with, Peter the Great, right? It went to him, yeah. Or Alexander, one of those guys. They hooking up with Rome. So what you have here is it goes beyond nations. It goes beyond all of that, and it goes down to the bloodline.
Because
that's
George Bush
is down to the bloodline. That's all they have.
What he was doing.
That's all that they have left to stand on is their anemic bloodline. That's why they have to use guns. That's why they have to use chemicals and petrochemicals. That's why they have to. Because if we ever got a hold of the fact that we have the power, you see, when we all understand that, we can back them down, and they don't have anywhere else to go but to jail and not pass go.
I think that he's aware on a certain level, and I think that there's an awareness there that he doesn't have.
He's going to be a one-term president.
Yeah.
He even said it. I don't mind being a one-term president. He's over in Afghanistan. He's in the Middle East. He's a black man. They used Ralph Bunche back a long time ago. You need the black man to do this, to negotiate with the Middle East. They don't want to deal with the white man anymore.
Well, Oprah's taken over in 2012.
But I'll tell you something. We'll never, ever, ever, ever topple Afghanistan. We'll have to nuke them. And that's not going to happen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's on their agenda. It may be.
Oh, they're going to nuke them. They can't do anything else but.
For what purpose would they want to nuke Afghanistan?
So you have to look at what Afghanistan is. It's the buffer zone. You got Pakistan. You got India. And on the other side, you got Russia and the Caspian Sea. You got a whole bunch of oil just laying under the ground.
That's all they want is the oil.
All
that's
they want
is the
pipeline,
resources.
Real estate for
the
pipeline.
But also, Afghanistan is the fertile. We have more heroin coming into the place as they're setting up the wars.
It's very sad what goes on in Afghanistan, people. I mean, these people have no weapons, nothing to fight with.
And they're beating the heck out of people.
And they're just
They've never been defeated.
Yeah,
they can be cheated. But they've never been defeated.
Well, they're just going over there and they're really just killing civilians, which is really totally wrong.
They have to do that because those civilians have the proof of what Reagan did to them and who they worked for, and then they just changed hands and they just went around and around and around and around and around. Now you can't tell the enemy, but the enemy is us. Just like Klandyken said, the enemy is us. And that's what we have to do. We have to loose ourselves from us and just become.
Yep, I totally agree. And silence.
So you're helping Dr. Len.
Yeah, well,
by
thanks,
joining
Rosa.
Forces with ordinary people who become extraordinary people when they meet you. And I'm going to say that, and I'll say it all the time. That's what happens. Ordinary people become extraordinary when they meet you. It's
aren't
the university mind.
Hey, love you too.
All right.
This is a mutual admiration hour.
That's what it has to be for the whole world to get along. We all have to admire each other and respect. That's God. To me, that's creator.
Yep. Sherry, you've done such fabulous work with Michael Moore, exposing him. What do you have to say about this week that's coming up? You got a couple things happening. We've got the Pharma Horse release, and you're looking for a group in Toronto. Is that group coming together to host an event in potentially Toronto, June 18th, right?
Yeah, we have a group of amazing people that are really at the forefront in Canada, doing a lot of the same things that we're doing. We held a conference call with some of them, and they're very interested in just joining alliances. We're going to have a North American alliance going on, and we want the rest of the world to join in. So we're thinking about holding our premiere over in Toronto, our world premiere,
yeah,
which would be a great place. But if that doesn't work out, I mean, wherever the creator puts it is where it's going to be. So
that's true. It could be Philadelphia.
It could be.
Could
Philadelphia
be.
Freedom.
Yeah, Philly. I have a niece that lives in Philly. Hello, Helen Michelle Tinsley. She's a writer. Beautiful. I haven't seen her in 40 years.
Wow.
Juneteenth. That's June 18th. That's the eve before Juneteenth, which is the day that they ended slavery and the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of the Civil War happened. Oh, it was really great.
And I was born that weekend.
Yes, you were. And that's why you were born, to liberate us all, Dr. Len. Don't you let them even begin to deter you.
Thank you. We're on a mission,
and the mission
like
is possible.
Well, it is possible with sisters like you.
Thank you very much for noticing.
Thank you, Len.
Scott,
yep,
said thank you.
Oh, well, great. Folks, you're listening in the background is Scott Huckabee. He's a performing artist, and his work is on healthyworldstore.com. There's 6 albums by Scott Huckabee, most of them in 528. And Scott has got a new album coming out. He just popped in to pay a visit here at the Kingdom of Heaven, where we're broadcasting tonight from the Big Island of Hawaii and surrounded. So grateful we are by so many beautiful blessings here. Reverend Roxy, what's your week coming up looking like?
Oh, it's busy. We're full of the budget. We're trying to manage to rob Peter and pay Paul and have everybody smile at the end of the week. But, you know, that's happening all over the place. So I just want to let everybody know, don't depend on others to help you. Have your own dreams. Don't let go of yourself. And help your brothers, if you're able, pull up to the table and negotiate your dreams. That's what I'm doing, and that's what I know Sherry's doing, and I know that's what Dr. Len and Scott Huckabee are doing. We're negotiating our dream. I tell you.
Absolutely.
Right. And we're ready to give our lives up for it. We've already made peace with death and said, you know what,
I don't know if I want to go there. No.
We have. We know that we're doing everything that's in the right, that's in the light, and that's what we can do, and that's the path we're on, and we feel good every day when we wake up. We know that we're doing the right thing. And that's the most important thing, waking up every day. I don't know how these genocidalists wake up every day and are okay with their day. They have no conscience about what they're doing. So I guess they're going to the dungeons at night, right, to get whipped for returning what they dished out during the day. I have no idea how they live with themselves. It's just beyond me.
Well, they think we're just resources to be used and abused, whatever way is necessary to accomplish their next step. So it's can't take it personally. It's not meant personally, but it's demonic. No question, and totally destructive and degenerating the entire planet, culture, the information base is all skewed because of the propaganda, and that's what we're exposing with pharma media and the pharma whores, you know, looking at all that. Very important.
Well,
we've got also another thank you going out to our sponsors for the Insight Hour tonight, healthyworldstore.com. Get 2 products on there. Zeolife and OxySilver. If you want to detox, the best product to do that with is called Zeolife. It's wonderful to use with a Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser Fast. Anything that you want to do to cleanse your body, bless your body, to energize your body, removing the toxins, removing the chemicals, the heavy metals, the poisons that the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel has levied on us. Anything that you do will benefit you, and one of the best things I can recommend is called Zeolife. You can go get information at zeolife.net, and that's one of the products in the Healthy World Affiliates.com program.
Right, and if you've been vaccinated, definitely. Vaccinated, get that. Get the zeolite, because that definitely is a great vaccine cleanse. It'll clean you out. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a top of the line for detoxification. Get zeolite. And then you can do that at healthyworldstore.com. There's a toll-free number to call. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And then OxySilver is a real featured key to the Healthy World Affiliates program. Sherry, tell folks again.
Well,
they all are
a key to it. The 8 products that we
have. Well, they are. They're all wonderful.
But that's if people are interested, really, in having their own site and basically getting huge discounts and giving them out, promoting the links to others where you can kind of spread the news. If you just want to buy the products and the books and everything, the Healthy World Store is an amazing store just to go to and get that. But if they're interested in partnering with us, healthyworldaffiliates.com, that's the store to go to where you can actually get you can actually view 8 different products. There's Green Harvest, Zeolife, OxySilver, Liquid Dentist, GI Flora Pro, Primo Life, and Love Minerals. Am I missing something?
I think that was a wonderful
Electroenzymes.
Electroenzymes,
yeah.
Also. And I live off of Green Harvest. We live off of fruit smoothies here. With Scott Huckabee visiting, I know we're going to be having more smoothies than ever. Yeah, I know he lives off of them as well. And Green Harvest is my favorite, and I think yours too. After you try it, you'll be, as I am, literally addicted to it.
Well,
so,
I want to say goodbye to everybody, but I also want to end it with Scotty, like, just playing in the end. So do we have enough time?
Okay, well, we've got 4 minutes. Scotty, you want to bless us, and we'll take it.
And everybody, good night, and God bless you.
Good night,
you
God
all.
Bless. And then stay tuned on BBS Radio for Don Nikoloff, Evident Footprints. Brother Don brings you very great information every night of the week, in fact, on BBS. So stay tuned after the Inside Hour. Look forward to being with you again next week, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. We'll be joining you from Hawaii, God willing, again. Hey, pray for us. Pray for pharma whores. Believe it or not, it could save thousands, maybe even millions of lives. Thanks. Be blessed. Here's Scott Huckabee.